Jumped up, no good, deviant slime balls out there in Dolphin Land. It's been a minute. This is Fourth and Inches, finally pulling up again. It's Joey, and it's L-M-N-O-P. How the hell are we doing, L?
I'm good. How about yourself? It's been a while since our last episode, actually. We have
that tends to happen around here.
Yeah, we have a lot to cover, actually, since we last spoke.
For real. And I just got to say, Tiff, who was supposed to be here with us today, she's busy, like, making Dolphins fans from scratch. Big stuff. congratulations to her on the baby, and she had to work really hard today, and she was too tired to link up, and that's why we pushed it a day, but then we pushed it another day because Al dished us yesterday. It's all this big fun, this big fun mess, and here we are, though.
Here we are, and on a fine Monday. Well, technically,
it'll be Tuesday. It's like, yeah, it's Tuesday.
Well, yeah,
when these degenerates start listening to it, it'll be Tuesday the 6th. But yeah, and there's, you know, it's what? What do we got? A few days now before the Super Bowl that we should have taken part in?
Yeah. Oh man, that was painful. that was painful. I'm not gonna lie, that was like a really painful ending to that. The like such a wonderful start to the season, and then the way to end it like that was a bummer. I will say though, admittedly, like when that Chiefs game happened, I was actually out and about with my friends because I kind of had to stay off for my mental well-being. Like, I had to stay off social media and then, you know, watch without anybody interrupting me.
Well, that's going around now. that staying off social media, that's going around for a lot of people right now.
Yeah. It's... No, stay, like, protect your mental health and away from those idiots. You know, just posting the post for engagement, but
oh yeah, and there's a ton of them, and each of them has themselves a fucking blue check, and good for you. I mean, good congratulations on your $6.42
for being a fucking fucknut.
Good, is that a good trade off? I don't know.
They need it for, you know, their dinner, you know, rent, what have you.
Cardboard boxes are costly these days.
Exactly. I'm just surprised with the amount of like idiots on there just posting, you know, essays and just really bad takes. It was awful. That whole week was just terrible.
Yeah, and just demanding things from a team that will never know that you exist or give a fuck. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. The concept that we don't control any of this is really lost on a lot of people, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like, I think a lot of people who write some stuff too is a little questionable. And I'm like, I don't think, you know, you should be GM at all. Or Chris Greer shouldn't even bother listening to you. It's
like, yeah, in 2024, it seems like everything's mostly about engagement, which is crazy because nobody's getting paid for it. that's the guys, like the premise that we're all working under is that, you know, if you know, it's just clickbait, but you're not getting paid for the clicks. And if you are, it's not enough to even afford the fucking, I don't know, the porn and the lube to work yourself into a frenzy. Like, they're always so mad about what?
Something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, we can be honest in terms of our, from the top down here, our head coach, he's got some learning to do, but it was,
absolutely.
Let's also remember year two, he did improve year over year. So if he regresses next year, then maybe you can talk, but as long as he keeps stacking improvement upon improvement, there's really no room for any of us to talk. Now, what we can talk about here is fucking Vic.
Because oh, don't even get me started.
That fucking dinosaur, snake, basilisk, I don't know, whatever the fuck you want to call this lizard-like motherfucker that never had any intention of sticking around. Never had any intent. He had it marked off on his fucking Outlook 96 calendar. The day that I can let the Eagles tamper. Fuck this bullshit.
Are we gonna get a pick for that? Like, come on. There's some obvious tampering. You know, he was on his AOL Instant Messenger.
You know, if the tables were turned, the Dolphins would have already been fucking ran through by the whole investigation team.
Oh, yeah. They'll blame it on us for some reason and then just give, like, the whole picks to Philadelphia.
That would be so fucking on brand.
It would very be on brand for
And it raises an interesting question that I've yet to see anybody venture. The Eagles game. Did this fat motherfucker throw it?
See, now, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like this is my tinfoil hat theory. Okay. Maybe he did. Yeah. but I'm just like, I remember I tweeted something. I'm like, how does this old fart not enjoy Miami? This is literally a state filled with like old people. Like,
for real, it's the AARP Central Hub.
For real.
And this motherfucker was not, I guess, not getting his cream corn heated up properly or something.
He was too busy playing, space pinball or, like, solitaire on, like, Windows.
Minesweeper.
Like, he didn't want to, he's like, whatever, I need to get out of here. But why
he can't? He can't get his hands on that pinball until he gets the 98 upgrade.
No, he upgraded to Vista for some at some point in the middle of the season, and then he just decided to regress back to Windows XP.
Couldn't figure out how to send an email.
Yeah, like he didn't know how to flip a PDF.
No way to correspond with the grandchildren.
No. Well, apparently, yeah, he had some problems like corresponding with some of the coaches from what I've been hearing. So
and the players partying. Yeah. Oh no! Wait, virile men. Partying? They've got millions of dollars and they're not staying home all night?
Listen, like, if, your best game is with, like, a stripper giving you lap dances, let them party. Let them party with strippers. If they are elite on the field and they give us an elite game, like, just let them have, like ass all over.
That's true, but let's be frank on this. What did Xavier get? One interception?
True.
He caught more STDs than he did balls in the game, so.
I don't think he'll be returning next year,
I don't think it would be bad. Is he one of the ones that we can cut to save cap space? I don't know, because I'm not one of those fucking dorks.
Oh, I'm like, you're saying, I believe so. I believe. In my heart of hearts.
Yeah, Dr. L reporting for fucking duty. Got no clue, just like me.
I'm just saying whatever at this point.
This is just my entire brand, so it's on point. Perfect addition to the Inches family. And hey, thanks for letting me carry it along here. And we're going to do what we can, right? We're going to do what we can. We're probably going to make another episode before, I don't know, the draft, maybe.
Oh, for sure. I've been manifesting. There's some strong offensive linemen, which means Chris Greer will probably draft a cornerback. But I will be manifesting, the day of the draft. Hopefully we can get somebody to in the trenches. I think that's definitely needed.
I want to believe that the man of understanding the importance of building that O-line instead of just like putting it together from old puzzle pieces that he found in the desk drawer there. I don't know what his strategy was in previous years, but it's been a lot more than just this year that we've really needed to take a look at the offensive line. Tua does not know what it's like to have real protection. Now,
I know.
The closest he came was early in this past season. But look, when you can't put together a group of guys that can stay on the fucking field, look, Teron Armstead is fantastic, but when the fuck is he around?
Injured. Yeah, so he was injured most of the... I feel like I didn't even see him very much like in this entire season.
No, but I think we can all pretty much zero in where things super went wrong, and it's when Connor went down.
I was just about to say that. As soon as Connor went down, it just went to complete shit.
The whole complexion of everything changed. Because, they were sort of getting their shit together finally. And that's why it seemed like if you could have put out a wager at the beginning of the fucking year, were we going to take it, into the playoffs? I knew we were going to make the playoffs. Everybody knew we were going to make the playoffs. Yeah. But we also sort of expected not to just limp in again and get kicked out first thing because we don't have what it, the way we started. It was another disappointing year. And now this whole bullshit with Vic, when they knew he wasn't going to stick around and they were okay with just a 1 year bridge. And now we're back at square one there too. There's a lot of shit there where it's like, how the fuck are we going to do this? But then at the same token, I like the hire. I'm where excited. The progress is going year over year. So I'm going to give him a chance. I'm not going to sit here on Twitter like all these fucking assholes and bellyache and cry and beg people to pay attention to me like my fucking parents wouldn't. Like,
oh my God.
That's their shtick, right?
It was so crazy to me. Like, when we were doing bad, like, they immediately, there's just so many of them.
Just
but
waiting.
I didn't see them.
Just waiting. The Fins or Die. The Fins or Die crew jumped the shark. These guys were all right with me. I don't have time for their garbage anymore. And it's not just them, but it's a lot of people that are either following their example or it's just, I can't get with it.
No. I just.
When your sole focus is to sow discord and be negative about every little thing and cry
and bitch and cry
over everything, I have no time for it. Go suck your mama's titties. This is not fucking romper room. We have...
Go touch some grass.
We have 8 fucking months of nobody can do shit, including the team. So how about everybody just shut the fuck up, huh?
You know, I even saw people, even questioning, the coach hire. I'm just like, are you serious? Are you really being serious right now? Would you have wanted Brandon Staley? I'm sorry. I cannot.
The bullet we dodged, right?
I went on a soju rant about hiring Brandon Staley. I don't know. I could not handle.
I was going to jump off a fucking bridge.
Yeah, no, that would have been a terrible hire. And I honestly probably would have questioned the Dolphins after that. But
I know
they did their due diligence.
I know a lot of people's, if there was an argument, I didn't see really anybody advocating, but if there was an argument that he failed as a head coach, and maybe a lot of times if you back off into that role that's less pressure, but I really wasn't interested in that because the dude has the stink of fucking failure all over him.
Right? Like, look at that, the Chargers defense, they had some solid people on that, that squad. Like, how are you not producing?
Struggling, yeah.
And you're, struggling this bad. Like, it didn't make any sense to me if you're that good of, a defensive guru.
That's why, though, for me, it's like a kind of a double-edged sword with Weaver because he's very inexperienced. In that respect, it is square one, but a lot of people have a lot of good things to say about him. I'm gonna give him a chance to disappoint me just like everybody else gets.
I'm giving him a chance. My Ravens friend, when she texted me, she's like, she was actually very hurt because she's like, dude, we have nobody on our defensive squad right now. You guys, everybody's coaching our defense. And I'm like, oh, well, more for us. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. I'm pretty excited. Like, you know.
Yeah, but the main, the main thing is, even if we didn't like it, we wouldn't cry about it until next fucking September.
Exactly.
It's a long fucking way off. And to me, we're just all trying to have a good time, right? That's why we do this shit. It's easy to forget because a lot of the times being a Dolphins fan is like having your head squeezed in a giant fucking vice, but we are in this because there's potential for fun, and that's all we're trying to do, right? We're just trying to extract the fun.
Exactly. I'm here to make jokes. I'm not here to be super serious about, I'm not here to be super negative about everything. Like, I'll make my negative jokes every now and then, but it's all in good fun.
No matter how you feel about who this, that, or the other, can't do shit, so just try to roll with the punches. People have a hard time adapting, and it's crazy, and we're not going to do this shit for the whole off season.
Yeah.
As my Twitter tag reveals, I am a off season enthusiast. It's because this is the time of low blood pressure and nothing bad can happen. Everybody's undefeated. It's all good. Exactly. I mean, first, we got to play this punk-ass, fucking bullshit-ass, stupid-ass fucking Super Bowl that nobody wanted to see.
No, but I have no interest in seeing the Super Bowl. Not one.
Literally, the whole world would have been better off with a Ravens-Lions Super Bowl, but, man, it swung the wrong way both ways, and
it really did.
Now we get to see this bullshit.
I don't know. I have not, aside from the usual 49ers and Chiefs fan, I have not met one person excited for this. Even like the casual football fans, they're just like, really? That's who? Like, didn't we just see the Super Bowl? I'm like, yeah, we did.
It is 100% the Super Bowl nobody fucking asked for or gives a fuck about, but.
Yeah.
That's what we're saddled with, and whatever. We'll all still watch. I think I'll have it on the smaller screen, and on the main screen, I'll put something that's fucking worth my time.
Hey, Tua has a Super Bowl commercial, so technically he's in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got mad about that, too, right? Because Tua can't fucking do anything unless it's when, if it's not winning a Super Bowl trophy, dude better just fucking go away, right?
I just want to preface and say, like, having a Super Bowl commercial I think it's a pretty big deal that he was on something like that, in my opinion.
I mean, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't all together, so I didn't get to see, like, Tua and fucking Captain Picard actually, like, interact, but they did a pretty good job of stitching it all together. And
Apparently, Tua did meet Drew Barrymore, though, so maybe...
Oh, okay.
In some way, I don't know. It did look like it was...
He probably doesn't even know who the fuck she is, like... These kids nowadays.
Yeah.
But, yes, speaking of bowls, though, did you see any of the garbage-ass Pro Bowl that everybody loves to shit on but somehow all watched?
Hey, I actually enjoy the Pro Bowl. I like last year's Pro Bowl, so I actually enjoyed last year's Pro Bowl, so I was actually kind of curious about this year. And I think the format this year was pretty good.
Yeah, it's just basically like a big like skills thing in a bunch of different areas. And I guess that's kind of what I used to like about the old Pro Bowl. And is if they're not going to play an actual game, I was okay with it. I watched on YouTube. I didn't watch when it was actually going on. They put it all on YouTube after the fact. So the relevant ones I watched. Tyreek is so fucking bad at Madden.
I didn't watch that one.
He's so bad at Madden that he might even be worse than he is at fucking Dodgeball, which was an embarrassment.
Oh, man. Who won that one? I didn't see that one.
I have no idea, but bro went out in, like, I think it was, like, the first 5 seconds.
What?
So he got thrown out in, like, the very first, the whistle had just blown. So there was that, and then Tua didn't give a fuck about the passing thing and threw it the number one... the 1 point like 4 times in a row, and then somebody fooled him into not trying, and So we did definitely didn't show out at the fucking Pro Bowl, but it was entertaining for what it was.
And you know what's funny was, like, people were – I just knew regardless of whatever Tua did, it was just going to be blown up into this, like, big deal on social media.
He's very polarizing.
He really is. And I'm like – I knew I did watch that one. I did watch that skills competition. And I'm not going to lie, I saw that they were passing his – like, the ball to his right side. And I'm like, all right, like – this is kind of weird for him. Like, obviously he's a lefty. I don't think he's probably not going to do well. I don't think he cared.
But then he did pretty good in the flag football, and it was, his nuts? CJ Stroud, who couldn't pull it out at the end. So I wonder if Texans fans are fucking bitching and bellyaching about that. Like, half of the Dolphins nation was doing.
Yeah.
I think miserable people just miserable. Yeah. Miserable people just want to be miserable. So
also they're always the loudest. It seems like the most miserable people are always the loudest.
I mean, a lot of people got sick of shit and just dropped off, and we haven't seen them and won't see them again for weeks. But it's definitely been low population around old Dolphin Central here, but
that's fine.
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not. I'm still going to be on social media. So I'm not going anywhere.
100%. And now we got to, we got about, 6-7 weeks to sit on our hands until everybody can argue about the draft.
It kind of already started. Like, as soon as we were eliminated from the playoffs, I feel like.
Yeah, another 6 weeks after that, everybody can argue about training camp. Another 6 weeks after that, they can argue about preseason. Hey, then we're just about there, so fuck it.
Yeah. Although I just feel like this is such a long wait. I just remembered last year, the waiting game for, the season felt so long. It always feels so long during the off season. It's a bummer.
It does, but I feel like once we're there, it's going to be like, oh, that was kind of fast.
Yeah. So. And then the whole season just flies by again.
Yeah, that was really fast.
It was.
It was like 5 minutes.
It just flew by so quickly. And it bums me out, too, because I want to relive that first game again with the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, look, there were some good ones in there. There was definitely some fantastic moments. At one point had a 4-game, 3.5-whatever lead for the division that we obviously couldn't fucking hold on to because of the fucking, jeez, I've blocked it out of my mind now. The fucking Titans. It slipped my fucking mind because I wanted to pretend that franchise never fucking existed.
The Titans screwed us fucking twice.
Literally, yeah, you could say, oh, well, you could have just also won any of those games at the end. Well, that's true, but we wouldn't have had to win any of those games had we have taken care of business, had fucking Mr. Ding Dong Ditch fucking Vic had to come around, throw a game here, throw a game. No, I mean, you literally, I get it. The defense was the one that gave us a 14-point lead with 3 minutes to go, but they were also the ones that pissed it away, and yeah. I had to watch Will fucking Levis hand them their asses twice.
That was such an embarrassing game. I actually blocked it out of my mind.
Like, and then it literally comes down to one game for the division, and that was it. So to me, the low point of the season 100% was – they say, oh, you beat everybody that you were supposed to beat. You didn't beat anybody that blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, we didn't beat everyone we were supposed to beat. And the one team that we let squeak by, that's the difference for the division. That's the difference for the 2 seed. And then you never know how else it would have shaken out. Yeah, we were injured as fuck, and we probably would have lost. But we would have gotten one extra fucking – I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
There's no way to undo it now, and I'm already ready to turn the page, so fuck it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just ready for the next season to show up. By the way, Every time I think about that last game, you know, the very big last game of the season, I just remember the time I pissed off the whole city of Buffalo.
They're really easy to get going, huh?
They were pissed at me for like 2 days straight. And then, you know, I got excited. I got to use like that same picture for their trip to Cancun.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. The media will build the Bills up from the beginning of the season. They're Super Bowl favorites. But if you can count on anything in life, it's that regardless, it may happen before the Dolphins, it may happen after the Dolphins. Well, I really thought it was going to happen before the Dolphins this year, but no, it was one extra week. But you can set your fucking calendar by it. The Buffalo Bills will fall short in the playoffs. It's just what they do.
It is.
That's what happens when your coach cares more about planning the next 9/11 than he does about planning the next fucking game.
I'm not gonna lie, those jokes though, when that whole story was revealed, the memes of that were top tier. Like top tier comedy.
I think a lot of people like to just forget or just pretend that that's a normal thing to come out. Like that's literally probably the craziest fucking thing that happened all season long in the whole NFL. Like, one of the coaches compared his fucking team to the goddamn Taliban. I mean, is this real?
I just don't understand, like, where that, like, thought process even came from. Like, just out of nowhere, like, what made you think that was, like, a great thing to say?
Super motivational tool. wild. So, yeah, should be the Bills' low point of the year.
But
a lot of them aren't happy with dude. I hope they keep him around forever because he's holding them back just right.
I'm sure he'll, use another reference sometime for the next season at some point.
Yeah, I mean, so he's going to be like, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do this year. Didn't quite work out for us last year. We gotta fucking hit him though, kind of like Russia in UK. Okay, never mind.
Oh man,
no, it's wild. I would be more worried as a Bills fan than I am as a Dolphins fan for the future. Absolutely. Because that dude's already wasted 6 years of Josh Allen's career.
And I was gonna say, I think. 2020, like I think 2020 Bills was probably their strongest like squad at that point, and I haven't seen them.
I mean, if you really, I think somebody pointed it out, but if you really look at the figures, they've been on a kind of a steady sort of downgrade. And they just find a way to fall short every year. So will it ever happen for them? No. Do I give a fuck? No.
No. Because fuck Buffalo.
100%. But yeah, I mean, fuck Buffalo is always a good place to wrap it up. That's a nice solid half hour for us. Is there anything that you want to say to these animals before we get out of here, Elemental P?
If you don't, follow me on X or Twitter or whatever it's called at El Generico.
Do that, and I know that that's a wrestling reference. We didn't actually get around to you talking about whatever. I don't know how.
People
are very concerned about The Rock, it seems like, but it feels like he's 70 years old, so I don't know why. I don't really follow, get into that one next go around. I don't even know if you're a fan, because sometimes I feel like you're ripping on him, and sometimes I feel like you like him.
I'm a fan.
I'm just going off your timeline and zero knowledge about wrestling.
I'm a fan, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta kind of, he can be a narcissist, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, put some jokes here and there. He kind of deserves all the flack he's getting recently. We can talk about that another time.
We can do that. A lot of people aren't smelling what old Dwayne's cooking.
Stinks, but... to be honest.
Okay.
It stinks.
Right. Worse than one of his cheat days, right? See, I know some stuff, but I literally know all of that stuff because you're fucking tweeting about it all the time.
Someone sent me to Twitter jail based on my jokes about Dwayne, but
I wouldn't be surprised.
That was not a fun time. So
no, that's the wildest part about this season. I didn't get suspended once. That's a first. That is a first for me.
I think when I got sent to Twitter jail, that was definitely during preseason. I remember it was like a whole day. I was like,
there's a fine art to shitting on people without going far enough to let them get you pinched.
Mm-mm-mm. Someone reported me for sure. Could have been Dwayne, maybe.
But yeah, so that's good. And I guess if I had one thing to say to everybody, is just fucking, Jesus, fucking chill, I guess. It's just the energy is just weird right now.
Yeah.
And everybody just fucking cool out and, you know, be less of what you are, you know? But we're going to be more of what we are and try to keep this thing going, right? So
exactly.
I'll see you back, and then maybe Tiff will get in on it next time, or maybe we'll grab somebody else out of the ether and pull them in. I know we've got other co-hosts that I haven't really communicated with much about the show much because I'm such a lazy fuck, and
we'll bully them.
Yeah, somebody's got to bully me sometimes. I'm the laziest one.
Big bully, so I'll bully somebody.
All right, I'll fucking fight you. No, I'm just playing. All right, we'll get out of here. I appreciate you as always, and everybody else, we'll see you next time. Right.
Fourth and Inches, the best podcast. What? Best podcast for the Dolphins.
They're my favorite. They're my favorite.
You know what?
I like Fourth and Inches. I like Fourth and Inches better than our other podcast.
I like Fourth and Inches. I don't listen to their podcast on the regular.
Better than our other podcast.
But their personalities are pretty fun. Sometimes they can get a little annoying.
And better than our other podcast.
Love to Vero and Mike.
And it's just better. And it's just better. And it's just better. Better than our own podcast.
What?